For our daily inspiration today, we'll just take a look at a few verses here in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. And it's the words of Jesus after the Last Supper as he was sharing with his disciples what was on his heart in the last, just the last few hours, maybe the last hour or so before he was captured. And these few verses here caught my attention. One in particular caught my attention today, and I'll just share them with you. It's in John chapter 14. I'll start reading in verse 25. "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." And he's giving these words in the context of his imminent departure. He is trying to prepare them and sharing with them that he will not be with them much longer, but he will come again. And also that as he shares here in these chapters 14, 15, and 16, he shares about the promise, shares the promise of the Holy Spirit coming. And then in verse 27 here of chapter 14, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And verse 28, "You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I." Some remarkable words here about peace and about rejoicing. He said, Jesus here said that he is leaving his peace. He said, "Peace I leave with you." And then he said it again with different words, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. So when we think about what kind of peace does the world give, it helps us to ask the question, what kind of peace does the world talk about when they demand peace? When the world demands peace or offers peace, what does that mean? And there's probably several ways to explain that. And not all just one thing, but what came to my mind was the world demands peace, and what they're asking for is to be left alone to do as they wish, to not be troubled, to not be bothered, to not be inconvenienced. Let me alone, let me live my life the way I wish, the way I see fit. And when the world offers peace, it's similarly offering you the opportunity or the privilege to live your life as you wish without being troubled. But that's not the peace that Jesus was talking about. He was talking about a peace that passes understanding, peace that comes from the Father, peace that will carry us through and comfort us in whatever situation we may be. And think of this, Jesus is going to the cross the next day. He knows it. And yet he has this peace. He's not disturbed. He's not demanding his rights. He's not demanding a fair trial. He's not fighting for what is his, but he is simply offering himself up according to the will of the Father. And he has peace about it because he has trusted God. and God's greater plan and purpose for his life. Can we do the same thing? Trust God that everything that comes into our life, God has allowed. If he hasn't sent it, then he has permitted it. And God has the long view in mind, and he sees the big picture, so to speak, and he has a greater plan and a purpose. Can we rest in that and have the peace that Jesus offers to us, the peace that passes understanding? Or do we demand peace that the world has to offer? And then he said, after that, he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What would it look like if we really took that to heart and took that not as some lofty, unattainable goal, but as a word of instruction for us that's meant to be followed? He's speaking to his disciples, and yet I also think they're meant for us today. We should not be so vain as to think that our troubles are bigger than what they were facing, that our difficulties and our trials are so much greater than what Jesus was facing and what the disciples were facing that night and the next day, that we have reason to be troubled or afraid, even if they weren't. Surely the same power is available today for us, that we can come to Jesus and receive from him peace, and in that peace have our fears removed and our troubled hearts calmed. And then in verse 28, he said, you have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. If they really knew and understood what Jesus knew and understood, they would rejoice. It would not be said, but they would rejoice that things are being fulfilled and that God is working and he is bringing about a great salvation. Who knows what God is working today in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Even though it may look difficult and hard sometimes, can we have peace and can we rejoice in the Lord always? That was what I was encouraged by in these verses here, and I just shared them, and may the Lord give grace and peace to you today. Amen.